Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's bring in retired Army General Barry McCaffrey. He's now a military consultant and a well-respected one. And General McCaffrey, start with the mission that this sergeant, this alleged assailant, was a part of. He was a conventional soldier supporting a special ops unit, either Green Beret or Navy SEALs, in a village stability operation. Ironically, we understand this is sort of creating a neighborhood watch for these remote villages. What do we know about that operation?
Well, whatever we know probably isn't too relevant to the topic at hand. I think the individual, in this case, we're almost undoubtedly facing a case of psychiatric breakdown or a sociopath. So the question will be, this fairly older guy was on his fourth combat tour. Had he been indicating instability, mental instability? Did he have an alcohol or drug problem? Had he been under treatment? Did the chain of command, the company commander, captain, and the first sergeant know that they had a non-commissioned officer who was about to commit mass murder? So I think that's really the case at point. We don't know. The investigation will determine that. I would assume that he'd been giving indications of problems before this. And then the second thing we'll want to know is, how does a non-commissioned officer leave a combat base armed in the middle of the night, murder people walking around in the dark, and then re-enter his base without some flag going up to indicate something's out of the ordinary?
Sure, so, especially since the perimeter was guarded. It also indicates somebody could have gotten onto the base. So you have questions there. Let's just address them. Do you think that he was working with other troops? Is that what that says to you?
No, I don't think so. No. I think this was some bizarre incident, psychiatric implosion, or a murderer, a sociopath. More likely the former, possibly exacerbated by drug or alcohol abuse. This is a lone gunman from everything we know, but it's so shocking, such a kick in the stomach to the armed forces in Afghanistan and such potentially gigantic negative impact, not just on Afghan opinion, but America's sort of growing reluctance to continue the operation.
Well, and so it brings us to questions about Joint Base Lewis-McChord. As we said at the outset, this is a base that's been implicated in other violence in the same area in Afghanistan. Four soldiers from a striker brigade out of Lewis-McChord were sent to prison in connection with a 2010 killing of three unarmed Afghan civilians. They were accused of forming a kill team that murdered Afghan civilians for sport. When there was a court-martial, we heard just chilling testimony. One of the men talked about pulling out an Afghan victim's tooth and compared it to keeping the antlers off the deer that you shoot. It was just a chilling chapter. We have our story with the Rolling Stone reporter who first reported on this at hereandnow.org. You're well aware of that story and that there have been questions about whether or not this base, which has also sent thousands of personnel who've behaved honorably to Afghanistan, but still whether or not this base is dysfunctional.
Oh, no. I don't think there's any dots to be connected here. You know, there's probably, I'm going to make up a number, about 150,000 troops have come out of Fort Lewis and served in Iraq or Afghanistan over the last decade. And so we're talking in one case about a sociopath sergeant whose unit inadequately supervised by a lieutenant and a platoon sergeant went bad. And in another case, we're talking about an NCO. So we've got two non-commissioned officer leader failureship there. Now, having said that, it's legitimate to say in each case, certainly from the captain, company commander, the first sergeant, they're supposed to know what their soldiers are doing 24 hours a day and to understand if there's problems. So I think that's the story at issue. We don't have, in my view, a systematic value problem in the U.S. Armed Forces. These are great kids, tremendous discipline, 17,000 killed and wounded in Afghanistan. Although I think this ought to cause us some introspection to go look at the chain of command and say, do we have people wearing sergeant's stripes or officers in the grade of, you know, lieutenant and captain who we need to retrain or get rid of?
We're speaking with retired Army General Barry McCaffrey. And Barry, we're reading in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer that Jorge Gonzalez, who's with a Veterans Resource Center near Fort Lewis, says that this alleged shooter was not a rogue soldier, that Fort Lewis is a rogue base. And the military newspaper Stars and Stripes said it was the most troubled base in the country and quoted you saying that the base had severe leadership problems.
Boy, I don't remember that quote at all.
Yeah.
Never happened. But let me just say categorically, from my, you know, four combat tours in uniform and from having served at Fort Lewis, I might add, for 5 years, I think we've got two disgraceful incidents involving sociopaths in the grade of non-commissioned officer, inadequately supervised, so they wouldn't have gotten away with it. But I think the, you know, we're talking about the U.S. Armed Forces, the most respected institution in American society for good reason, with 53,000 killed and wounded, 2.5 million have served. These are two data points that are extremely troublesome and, by the way, are going to cause, in the case of this mass murder, tremendous implications for the negotiations with the Taliban. So it's a problem, but this is not a problem of Fort Lewis McCord. That's nonsense.
Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey, thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Okay, Robin. Good talking to you.